they will be looking for budget cuts. And I think that it's an opportunity for them to look at how to do the business part of supporting the warfighter in a more efficient manner than perhaps they've been able to do under the hustle and bustle of trying to keep things going in a war mode.
Give us an example of how that might work.
One of the areas that we know where there have been improvements has been as a result of using technology. So we also hear a lot of talk about consolidating data centers and optimizing their network. So we would expect to see the department take and go with fewer data centers, right? I mean, that's pretty common knowledge. And it's how they go about doing that reduction is going to determine the savings. And so what we would, here at Deloitte, what we would be encouraging the DOD folks to do would be to do more business case analysis, look at where the savings can be generated, how they can do business smarter by going to fewer data centers, by looking at the circuits and how their networks are being managed today. So that's just one, but then there's also looking at the business systems. Getting to a more standard architecture is certainly going to help them with making the enhancements that they're making to the legacy systems, but more importantly for the new systems that they're bringing in, it's very important that these new systems be built with a common standard architecture.
DOD has been working at that business systems transformation for at least a decade, maybe longer, and recently they closed the Business Transformation Office as a standalone entity. So what's the holdup? Why can't they seem to finally get that done?
You know, I think that move was probably one to elevate the focus on getting to business transformation. I think putting this underneath the chief management officer and the deputy chief management officer was a change that has been needed for a long, long time. There has to be top-level management of these critical changes that are needed in the department. And when you don't have it at that level and you have it where you're trying to collaborate across all the components, it's very difficult to make bold changes. So putting this with the CMO and the DCMO should now allow them to actually control the architecture and drive business transformation, I think, much more effectively than it's been done in the past. But I do believe that there are many opportunities within the Department of Defense to target savings. I think that even when you look at doing financial management improvement initiatives, that there is a record of savings that have been achieved from some of the cleanup of the books that have been able to be put back into needs that were perhaps unfunded. And so I think that there are many opportunities in the department for them to look for savings. Obviously, some savings greater than other savings. So I would hope that, they would target the ones with the business cases that supports the largest savings and that will set them up for the future to operate much, much more effectively.
We're speaking with Joanne Boutel. She is the market segment leader for Deloitte, covering the Department of Defense. Are there things they can do in the program areas to reduce the cost of the programs that are administering, like fighters or tanks or whatever it is that cost more than they should?
Well, I think that the ones that I've seen from my time in the department, as well as since I've come to Deloitte, has centered around program management. And that driving to stay within scope, that's usually one of the hardest things. You know, we want more bells and whistles. But I think stronger program management and probably more attention on outcomes as opposed to how to build something would be of help.
And what about improper payments?
So, you know, in the Department of Defense, they've actually done very well on tackling the improper payments. They've been focused on this for quite a few years. And so even though they're portion of the overall federal government's improper payments is small. I guess it, you know, by terms of my checkbook, it's still very large. But I do think that that's an area that they are pretty diligent on, and not one that is going to be the what's going to save them a huge amount of dollars for budget needs. Not too. Minimize what they can do there, but I think they have done a lot and they should get credit for what they have achieved so far. I think the focus on eliminating some of the business systems, consolidating the data centers, making improvements in the networks is an area they haven't focused as much on and where there are opportunities to save. But again, this will only work if they drive it from the top down.
And are you sure that top management is aware of the savings available there? Because they've spent a lot of time concentrating on procurement and also on places like the Defense Contract Audit Agency overseeing, you know, the overseas contracts. Are they sufficiently there yet?
I think there are very, very smart people over in the Department of Defense. I think that what they run into is that they get tasked to produce something in a very short amount of time that will increase the savings, reduce the spending. And so they jump through a lot of hoops to answer a question. And then they don't always do the analysis to make sure that what they are providing is the best information and the best recommendation to the leadership on the course of actions that should be taken. So I do think that, again, more time spent analyzing the different scenarios that they're looking at, making sure that they know what things are going to cost, make sure they understand the ramifications of decisions would probably help them get pointed in the right direction sooner than later. One of the things that we here at Deloitte find is that what the Department of Defense is going through with trying to reduce their costs and reinvest that into other needs is very similar to what we find with our commercial clients. So our commercial clients go through a lot of mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, integrations, and we think that the model that is used by them to make change rapidly and to focus on where to target to make these changes is something that would be a benefit to DOD. You know, when you're looking to save $100 billion plus, it ought to be somebody's job every day to get up and question, are we on track to make that happen?